The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back.
Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the National Intel Report. Today is Friday, September 9th, 2022. Attempting to hold down the fort a day. John Stadtmiller's hour. I miss that man. This is Talk with John of the Talk with John show, Saturdays 3 to 5, Mountain 4 to 6 Central. You can join me there. And I look forward to interacting with you for the next 2 hours. I'm going to have a guest in the second hour. For the first hour, it's going to be you, me, the audience, and a few stories. So feel free to call in and interact with me. But before I get going, let's get this show off to a proper start for me, at least. Let me give out my show prayer. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then, the show mantra, what I try to keep in mind now, realize I do not live this. This is a standard that I try to achieve and fall short probably every hour, but many times a day. Where there is liberty, this is the mantra, and the mantra of the show. Where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ there is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. That is the mantra of my show. And I'm going to kind of just do the show as I would do it, and that's what John told me to do whenever I filled in for him, and it's what I intend on doing today. So, John, we love you, brother, and I appreciate being with you here today, folks, and I look forward to interacting with all of you. So, I have a number of things that I want to get to. I want to get to Queen Elizabeth. If a few people that I know ever listen to this show, they're not going to be very pleased with me because I have some thoughts there. Queen Elizabeth, about Queen Elizabeth's passing, shall we say, and a number of other stories that are happening right now in the news. I think one that I want to start off with right off the bat. FBI agents have made complaints to the Senate Judiciary Committee members. Breaking. FBI Director Christopher Wray allegedly removed concerns raised by rank-and-file agents from this year's final report to the FBI Special Agents Advisory Committee about FBI leadership becoming too politicized. in deciding which cases to open and which cases investigations to pursue. FBI whistleblowers have told the Senate Judiciary Committee and the council representing more than 10,000 agents from Bureau field offices holds its meetings with the director at FBI headquarters twice a year. The FBI is now acting as both, and this is from Paul Sperry, the FBI is now acting as both propaganda arm of the Democrat Party and the paramilitary arm of the Democrat Party. Can anybody really refute that? I can't. The FBI interfered in the 2016, 2018, and 22 elections, and now the 2022 elections again. Trump and the GOP for Democrats looks like they're going to do it again this coming year. For 6 years, the FBI has been falsifying evidence or suppressing exculpatory evidence to frame Trump and friends surrounding Trump's and anything that might help Trump, and frankly, many times and many scenarios with Republicans. Finally, a thing that's worth noting, Biden family whistleblower announced last week that it was top FBI official Tim. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, who buried the information he gave the Bureau on Biden's family criminal acts. And I believe it's Tebow. Tybalt. It could be Tybalt. Not sure. But he withheld information and he was perp walked out a few Fridays ago. I had a conversation on my show with a member of police forces, served many warrants, been part of gathering warrants, and he's like, someone like that, a lower level, would not keep stuff out unless he was directed to, and he thinks by at least Christopher Wray, if not Merrick Garland. So, bottom line is, folks, as I just want to share, more and more information is coming out. Federal judge Fauci states that Fauci has 21 days to overturn the misinformation emails sent to social media giants. Judge Terry Daugherty ruled Tuesday that the Biden administration has 21 days to overturn all relevant emails by the White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and Dr. Anthony Fauci to social media platforms regarding alleged misinformation and censorship of social media content. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt and Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry are in a lawsuit with Biden officials and social media giants. The Attorney General accused Biden administration of suppressing the constitutionally protected right. Gremlins are getting in our communication process. Kind of makes me wonder if they don't want to hear the subjects that I'm going to be talking about. Kind of makes you wonder because Skype was dropped for just a moment. Now it looks like it's active between me and the network. But let's go ahead and get back to it. So these two attorney generals accused the Biden administration of suppressing the constitutionally protected right to free speech on elections and the COVID-19 lab leak theory, coronavirus related to lockdowns and other issues. The Gateway Pundit is a key plaintiff in the lawsuit filed by the state of Missouri. And the lawsuit alleges that public statements, emails, recently released documents established that the President of the United States and other senior officials in the Biden administration violated the First Amendment by directing social media companies to censor viewpoints that conflict with the government's messaging. Now, is there any evidence that this is going on? Well, for heaven's sakes, Zuckerberg happened to go on the Joe Rogan show and happened to mention that he received guidance, shall we say, from the FBI. Kind of makes me wonder. What about you? I'm pretty convinced that there's a little bit of, I'm going to use the word guidance, direction. Yeah, they're working hand in hand together, folks, as you already know. The deep state rat, Bill Barr. Now, Donald Trump in general, I was a fan of his presidency overall. But there are cases to be made why Donald Trump shouldn't be brought back again, and Bill Barr probably is evidence number two or three. Number one evidence would be he was too helpful in making sure the vaccines got out and has not been willing to come out and talk about what is going on in those vaccines. That's number one. Number two, he is not willing to look into the evidence and say, all he needs to do is say, I was lied to. Everybody would believe him. It's okay. Many people got duped. I know many good people, many people that are very much awake of what and with what's going on took the shot. Not me. Let me be clear. No one in my household, let me be clear, has taken that shot. But many people very close to me listen to this type of information to take that first shot. Took boosters, too. There is tons of evidence, but let's go back to Bill Barr. This Justice Department is very close to mounting evidence. Now, this is according to Bill Barr. So let's get into this just a little bit further. To indict former President Donald Trump for preserving classified documents at his Florida home. Now, bottom line is, the president has, all he has to do is say, this is no longer a classified document. Boom. No longer a classified document. So, Bill Barr, you're a dirty rat. Prosecutors must decide whether they can make
a technical case against Trump and must continue to mount sufficient evidence to justify an indictment, Barr told Fox News on Wednesday. As I've said all along, there are two questions, the ex-AG said. Will the government be able to make out a technical case? Will they have evidence by which they could indict somebody on him or somebody on, including him? That's the first question, and I think they're getting very close to that point, frankly. Bill Barr, you are a punk, and I would even use, well, no, I wouldn't use. You don't deserve stronger words than that. Bill Barr, you're a rat. The President of the United States has the right to declassify anything he wants to. That is within his purview. You chose to not go after Hillary Clinton after it was found out she had classified documents on her email server. The same thing that you passed over, you're now basically promoting. Bill Barr, I would say you have committed treason. You're a liar. You're a schmuck. And you are piece of evidence number probably two. President Trump didn't do enough to not let the economy get shut down. That would be probably evidence number two why President Trump should not go back to office, if I was to make a case for that, and I'm not necessarily making a case for that. Number three, Bill Barr, you are number three. He doesn't know how to choose good people. All right, apparently we've got a caller on hold, so let's bring them on board. I believe it's David in Illinois. Now, before I do that, let me give out the phone numbers real quick. It's 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. Feel free to call in, folks. I will take some phone calls in this hour, and I'll probably take some calls in the next hour. But, David in Illinois, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? I was going to comment about this Twitter thing, but also, when I'm done, I'd like to comment about this raid, with what they're doing with Trump. But this Twitter, you know the government's controlling this. We signed up for a Twitter account, went through the whole validation process to let them know who I was. I was suspended within hours. But they were nice enough to highlight why I did. They did it. They said that that I would possibly discuss or disclose sensitive information. I didn't even post. I've never had a Twitter account. It was the first time. They were watching me that bad. I didn't even do anything.
Hey, you know what? You should feel honored. You should feel honored because they haven't canceled me yet. So you should feel honored that they are that concerned about you.
I would like to know how you guys get away with it.
Well, I must admit, I do not put anything. I post my show links. I'm pretty tame on what I say. All you have to do is go to the links of the show, and you'll hear what I'm saying. So I don't post outwardly things that are way over the what probably would get me banned. That's how I do it.
Yeah. Well, I've never written or posted anything obscene and obsessive. I just happened to grow up with my father and family, and they hid me with them while they were working under classified Department of Defense, Department of Energy, Department of Interior. So instead of having nothing to do, they give me classified documents to read. So I mean, I had direct access to all this stuff all the way up until right before 9/11. Matter of fact, they even warned me about 9/11, 2 months before. Okay? So how did that happen if they didn't know? And I know who called and covered it up. What department
David,
came from.
That sounds yes, like right. It's the music to go to break.
Sure. Yes,
so let's
sir.
Continue a little bit on the other side.
Another holiday weekend is marred by deaths. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Two dead in Norfolk, three shot in Brooklyn, and seven dead are among the 46 shot in Chicago over the holiday weekend. Some will say we need gun control to stop mass shootings, but not so fast there, gun grabbers. Gun control didn't stop the 10 dead and 15 injured in mass stabbing events in Canada over the weekend. Guns are tools, just like knives, and also just like knives, they can be misused for evil. In fact, so can household chemicals, cars, fertilizer, prescription drugs, and many other things that we use every day. We need to focus on the real problems, criminals and evil. Fix the morality of society, and that'll do a lot more to stop violence than taking away a tool. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hey, folks, this is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I have a show from 3 to 5 Mountain. Let's get back to the caller, and I believe that was David in Illinois. What's on your mind, David?
Yeah, now, whenever they do a show about 9/11, I'll be glad to talk and tell you the other, and there is another location, but I just not what this was about, unless you want. But the Trump situation, what worries me about, like you said earlier, Hillary had way much worse documents, in serious documents in her bathroom, didn't care. But these guys were down there for hours.
Okay, David, let me jump in here real quick for a second. I don't care who had the most sensitive information. He's the president of he was the former president of the United States. It's been pretty clear in many people have agreed with his statement that he said, if I take this home, it's declassified. And on top of that, do you think Donald Trump packed all those boxes? No, it was other people that were packing the boxes for him.
Okay. Right, I agree. That's where I was going. They didn't do nothing to her, but they sent out more tactical guys than I've ever seen my whole life of watching these guys and hanging out with them for some documents that they even just said, just put another lock on the door. So where I was going with what bothers me is his lawyer and Trump, I mean, yeah, they let them have access to that documents for hours quite a few times before. They didn't have a problem. But if they wanted to set this guy up, I would question anything they try to say that's in there now. It doesn't matter because he was the president. He could do that. You know, it's they want this guy so bad. They hate this guy so bad. I just worry that they're going to run out of options for him, and I hope he gets in again.
Okay, so you would like to see him be president of the United States?
Oh, again, yeah, yes.
Okay, David, got a question for you. One of God's either God himself or one of his angels comes to you and says, "All right, David, you've got 4 years to turn this around. I'm not going to tell you how it works, but you get to choose whoever you say. I'm going to give you the ability to be a huge influencer of the United States, and you will have such influence over the population of the United States that who you say in the morning when you wake up should be president of the United States is going to be the president of the United States, but you've got 4 years to turn the country around. Who would you choose?"
Well, each time I'm looking at who's possibly on the next ticket. My views will change the more we find out who's actually going to run.
That's totally fine.
That I go by who wins. I don't vote Republican or Democrat. I vote who I think is going to do the best job. And I think where his problem was, and I can understand why he did this. I've been around government politicians, and I've seen these people go in there and say, "Okay, let's not clear everybody out and hire new people. I would just like to work with the people that are here." He should have not done that. But he tried to make everybody happy. He's not going to be able to, he couldn't do, they've been on this guy since before he got in office. And he's been in a constant battle, and he still got quite a bit accomplished, even though he was constantly battling the opposite party.
So are you saying it's Donald Trump on that scenario?
I think he did the best he could. Did he mess up a lot? Yes. Yes, he did. He should have cleaned house and started out of scratch.
I would concur. He probably did the best that he could at the time. Here's what my statement would be. My ideal world. Donald Trump is elected president for 24 through 28. Then we have 8 years of Ron DeSantis. Now, I would want Ron DeSantis to stay as governor. I don't know who he would have as Donald Trump's VP. But bottom line is, that would be the ideal world. But if God came to me in the same scenario I just gave to you, and I've only got one choice, and I only got 4 years to make it happen, I'm not relying on Donald Trump. I'm going to rely on Ron DeSantis because I feel he's able to see it more. David, thanks for calling. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. So, folks, on the other side of this break, I am going to get into Her Royal Highness and now His Royal Highness, Prince Charles and Queen Elizabeth. I'll get into this a little bit. But so I had a friend call me up who does a radio show here in Utah, does the morning drive, and he called me up to let me know that Queen Elizabeth had passed on. And he said that Meghan Markle wasn't there. And he's like, "How dare she not attend?" I said, "I don't know if she was invited." We'll get to that on the other side.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi. Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Republic Broadcasting, this is Talk with John, filling in on the National Intel Report. I do a show Saturdays from 3 to 5 Mountain Time, 4 to 6 Central. And I also do a show in Utah that is a radio show. John told me I could mention that once an hour on K-Talk Radio on KBJA AM 1640. That show is from 10 to noon Utah time. All right, let's get back to it. So, let's get into why, and I think this will play overall, and we're going to play a piece from Prince Charles, his Royal Highness, now Prince Charles. So, I had a friend call me up, as I was saying right before the break, and say, hey, Queen Elizabeth has passed away. And I gave some comments, but one of the things that he shared with me is, guess what? Meghan Markle wasn't there. He's like, how dare she not show up? Now, this is a guy that does a radio show. I'm going to say pretty much definitely a conservative-minded individual, someone that wouldn't necessarily be a bad fit on these airwaves. Brings forth lots of good information, got a great head on his shoulder, and kind of has an understanding of it. And I said, you know, 10 bucks. I said, my instincts, if I was to put down 100 bucks, I said, I'll bet she was not invited. An insider told Entertainment Tonight, Kate Nicole, that when Prince Harry got the call to come to the Duchess of Sussex, was not invited or extended an invite, that being Meghan Markle. She was not invited to come. That's the kind of people the royals are. Now, I realize that there was a major rift. She probably would have been shunned to some extent, but when someone's passing, isn't that the time to just kind of bury the hatchet, as it were? Now, maybe Queen Elizabeth didn't want her there. That would not surprise me. In fact, it would not surprise me if she gave direct, explicit instruction. I'd be happy to have Prince Harry here, but Meghan Markle want no part of. So, as I was saying, my instincts to my friend when I first heard that is, I'll bet you she wasn't invited, and it looks everywhere from where we can see that she was not in any way, shape, or form given the opportunity to be there. And that just goes to show how good a people the royals are. And I've got some more pieces of information that I'm going to get into. But let's get to the way they try to present themselves to the rest of the world. Mike, if you've got it pulled up, I'd love to play that little clip from Prince Charles.
And to my darling mama, as you begin your great journey to join my dear late papa, I want simply to say this. Thank you. Thank you for your love and devotion to our family and to the family of nations you have served so diligently all these years. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
As it was stated, she is... May flights of angels take her on to her final and last great journey. The Queen. All hail the Queen. All hail the new King. King Charles III, I believe it is. Trying to fumble through this. So let me be clear. I think you folks understand where I'm going with this. I'm trying to see where I can see his new official title. If it states here. And I'm fumbling real quick, folks. King Charles III. Address from Buckingham Palace. So let me say exactly what it says. To my darling mama, as you begin your last great journey to join my dear late papa, I want to simply say this. Thank you. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest. Okay, folks, let me hit you right between the eyes. This is the way Talk with John sees this. When we get on the other side and we have the great history of the world showing up on the big screen for everybody to see, as it were, I'm going to bet money. I would bet money right now. But I will be absolutely shocked if Queen Elizabeth was not a high priestess to Satan. I think why the worship in the United States, especially, why they still worship her in Great Britain, well, the media has done a great job. They made bowing, if I was the president of the United States, so this is one thing that I looked down on Obama for. He bowed to the queen. If I was the president of the United States, I'd walk in, I'd look her straight in the eye, and I'd just say, "Hello, Elizabeth." I wouldn't say queen. I wouldn't use her title. I might say Miss. But the bottom line is, in theory, she's supposed to have no power. Now, we all know that's not true. I watched a few things from, a few clips from the, I don't know if it was the House of Lords or whatever group, whatever house it was over in Great Britain, because I could care less. All they do is try to control the world and still try to control the United States through our bar. But why in the world we care what Great Britain thinks in any way, shape, or form is beyond me. We're a bigger economy. If it wasn't for us, they'd be speaking German. Meaning, if it wasn't for the United States, they'd be speaking German. Now, isn't the Royal House German? Kind of makes you, I think. You know, Transylvania. Dracul. I believe Prince Charles has said more than once that's a man that he's related to and can trace his Royal Highness lineage to. So why does John say that he thinks that they've taken sacred oaths to Satan? Is there any evidence of that? I don't know. Some would be like, John, come on, you're way too out there. Anybody remember this individual? Sir James Wilson Vincent Savile. He was knighted. I looked up, I was like, I wonder who knighted James Savile. I was like, when did that happen? Did that happen, you know, in the last 20 years or so? The broadcaster was made a sir in 1990. It was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace. He was also awarded the OBE, which is Order of Britain Empire, in 1972, making him an officer of the... making him an officer of the most excellent order of the British Empire. Now, Pope John Paul, you also screwed up too, gave him a papal knighthood. But the bottom line is, this, everybody knows about Jimmy Savile, and if you don't, you should really look it up. That dude was an evil man. The things that were found in his home, if there was ever a possibility of a pedophile, here's another thing. Do a quick Google search. Jimmy Savile, Prince Andrew, Jeffrey Epstein. That's the type of people that Jimmy Savile was. And frankly, I think there's a good chance that Jimmy Savile was as bad, if not worse, than Jeffrey Epstein. Dude was flat out a bad, evil man. So, in October 2012, almost a year after his death, a documentary examined claims of sexual abuse by Savile. That I just read from, of all places, Wikipedia. Now, Wikipedia is not a trusted source in any way, shape, or form. But one thing about Wikipedia, if they're willing to put it there, guarantee you there's some serious truth behind it. Okay, we do have a caller. Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking about South Carolina and their deal on whether or not to, you know, go along with the Supreme Court attitude of not having abortions. And it's a bunch of women, of course, you know, and of course, I guess they want it. Do I wonder sometimes if women shouldn't be allowed to vote? But anyway, the main guy, Republican, who went along with the Democrats and the rest of them, he said, well, he said, I made a promise to my three daughters that I would stand up for women. And I'm thinking, oh, no, not another Jimmy Carter. I actually voted for Jimmy Carter. And he had to go ask his seven-year-old daughter before he did anything. So what? I hope that guy don't go any further than where he is. Davis is his name. I hope the people throw him out. Remember Jimmy Carter? Gave away the Panama Canal. Well, he didn't get in the war. Well, you're not going to get in the war if you give up everything. Just give up.
Yep.
Well, I'm not for a war, but, you know. Anyway, I just thought I had to.
Huh? Thanks for your comments. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. Chance in West Virginia, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello, John. You know, I would venture to say that all these folks who idolize this royal family, I believe their souls are going straight to hell because this family practiced the occult. There's written documentation of this. And by the way, even Prince Charles is descended from Vlad the Impaler in history and genealogy bloodlines. I mean,
That's what I was stating.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I just tuned in. And not only that, what about the young children? Didn't they find dead bodies on her property, buried on her property? I mean, I really feel sorry for these people who bow and worship this image because, like I said, their souls are going straight to hell whether they realize it or not. You cannot idolize satanic idols and expect to be with the Lord.
Okay, I mean, Chance, hold on. Chance, time out. On the scope of it, before you go straight to hell, someone, you know, looking at them, I can't go with you there. Your overall thoughts and feelings
Do you believe the Bible, John? John, do you believe the Bible?
I believe there's forgiveness.
Forgiveness for following Satanism?
Chance, hold on.
Yes, sir.
Chance, you didn't listen to this, so you said you just barely tuned in. Did you hear what Prince Child was played? What I had the clip from Prince Charles. Did you hear that?
I heard a little bit, but then I had to go in the other room, so I might have.
Well,
missed.
Chance, then hold on for a second. Cool your jets. Let me explain and let me finish going where I was going. Okay, so let me restate this statement from a significant chunk of the little clip that was played. To my darling mama, as you begin your last journey to join my dear late papa, I want to simply say this. Thank you. Flights of angels sing thee to thy rest. Now, notice how he is to somewhat Christian ears. Chance, let me finish. Let me finish.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to paint a picture to the world of a Christian type statement. My supposition of what he's really saying, he didn't say go with God to Jesus, you know, go with Papa, my late Papa to go to Jesus. My mom's going to Jesus. My mom's going to God.
You got a point there.
He said angels. Who has angels besides Jesus Christ?
But you know what? When they say angels,
Chance? You didn't answer the questions. Let me answer it for you. Satan has his own minions that they refer to as angels. And that, I think Prince Charles specifically means when he says angels, he doesn't say God's angels or anything like that. I think he's specifically saying Satan's angels.
I agree with you. See, their definition of angels and ours as Christians are two totally different things. When they speak, it sounds like Christianity to people who hear it, but it's not. Like I said, there's what angels? Dark angels? That's what they're saying. If they can't use the word Jesus Christ or God, something's not right.
Even when they say God, Charles, even when they use the word God, many times they're talking about the God of this earth, not the God of this land, who is Jesus Christ.
Right, you got a point there. I agree with you, yes. Their God is a totally different God than ours. But I'm concerned about these people who follow and idolize this family. I can, you know, my soul is very important to me, and I don't trust nobody with it, not even a pastor. And let me tell you something. For these
Hold on. Charles, we're gonna have to wrap it up with you real quickly after this break. I will give you, like, a 30-second comment. I have another caller. That's the... We need to play these commercials.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, let's get to it. I'm not going to let this music play, so if we can get right back to it. So, Charles... I'm going to ask you to just make a quick comment. We need to wrap it up because I have a guest at the beginning of the next hour, and I do have a caller from All Michigan. Right. So wrap up your thoughts, if you would.
Yeah, the name's Chance, by the way, not Charles.
Sorry.
That's okay.
No, it's not okay. It's not okay. Sorry about that, Chance. I should not call you Charles.
As long as you don't call me Prince Charles. All right, so... What was I going to say? Oh, this family comes from a bloodline of bloody tyrants since at least the 1300s. And if people in this country only knew the millions of acres of real estate that the Queen owns in this United States, they would be shocked. And these are things. And before I let you go, you're right. when they use the words angels or God, they're not speaking of our angels or our God, which is unbeknownst to most people who they speak to. Okay, and thank you for taking my call now.
Thank you, Chance. So I'm gonna counter a little bit. I disagree with Chance just a little bit. One of the best Christians on the face of this earth has at times kind of gotten wrapped up into the whole queen and king type thing. There's I can see how it happens. You have to have an understanding like Chance, like you and I do. But I don't think we can totally hold them accountable, because the bottom line, Satan hides things. That's what he does. And it's not easy to see through and see things for what they really are. And the bottom line is, we don't know that the royal family's at the top. I kind of think they aren't. But I don't know the Rothschilds are above them either. And anybody claims that they really know, don't really know. And I guarantee you that. All right, let's get to Laura in Michigan.
The queen, it's just another splash in the lake of fire. Whenever anything, anytime anybody evil dies, I think of there's another splash in the lake of fire. Now, okay, Charles III, you remember Charles II? He was beheaded. So I don't know if that's any indication what's going to happen to Charles III.
I would be surprised. Charles is way too bought into everything. That, okay, supposition here. He got rid of Princess Diana. She happened to die on the bridge she was killed underneath was, if I remember correctly, is a form of Diana. And I believe it was on some satanic holiday. Now, I'm grasping at straws. Do I have that fact-based right at the moment? No. But the bottom line is, my personal opinion, maybe it wasn't Prince Charles himself, but Princess Diana was taken out. And I guarantee you, I'm going to wager when we got on the other side that we'll find out Queen Elizabeth knew what was going down and was fully right on board with it.
I believe that, too. Also, he asked me who I want for president.
Who do you want for president?
Dr. David Duke, PhD. He's spoken in the Middle East. He's lived in Russia. He's lived in the Ukraine. He's very good at foreign affairs. And doggone sure, he wouldn't have any Jews in his cabinet.
You know what? Can't go with you there, totally. All right. This is Talk with John, filling in for the National Intel Report. We're going to have Suzanne C. Sherman, the Red Hot Chili Pepper, join me on the other side of this break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.